Hello everyone, this is day 27 of Audio Mo. It's a beautiful sunny day. I'm upstairs at the moment and Obi's hoovering downstairs, as you can probably hear. This is just a quick message really. I've got two cups of tea that he's made me. I was awake all night trying to get my dialysis under control, and I didn't go to sleep till 9 o'clock this morning and consequently woke up at 1:15. So here I am. I'm not even up yet and it's like 2 o'clock or something, but I am getting up. I'm going to get up a shower now and go downstairs and do some stuff and go outside. And I just wanted to quickly say thank you to the people who've sent me messages and put comments on my post from yesterday about my trip to A&E, and thank you for all your kindness, and I do really appreciate it, and I will get back to you. I saw a comment today from Paul Leishman, I hope I'm saying that right, saying that he might thinks it might be a bit of anxiety. I've actually thought the same thing, because all my tests were okay, the scans I've had were okay. Okay, this wasn't happening then, but I have had it before. I can remember clearly about 15 years ago being on holiday, and I used to get it all the time. And I remember we were down in Dawlish Warren, and I know I think it was about 15 years ago, might have even been longer ago than that, because Ronan was still in a buggy. I mean, he would have been 3 then. I don't think he was in a buggy when he was 3, but he might have been. But I had my buggy with me, and I remember being at Dawlish Warren in Devon, and we were in the everyone else was playing on the arcades. Ronan was in his pram and I was standing with him. So it might have been less than 3, it might have been 2, it might have even been 1. and he's nearly 18. So I can remember I used to get this heart thing, the skipping beat all the time. And I can remember I used to think, oh, it's wind or something like that. And then this particular time when we were standing at the arcades, I remember putting my hand under my jaw to feel my pulse. And I was quite shocked, because I realised it isn't wind. It actually is my pulse, because you can feel like the beat goes uneven, or there's like a bigger space in between the beats than there should be. So that's how far back I can remember it happening. But I haven't had it for a long time. I don't know whether I've ever had it since. I probably have, but I just haven't had it in recent times, you know. So I'd kind of forgotten about it. But I am going to, if they want to do the tests and stuff, let them do it, because there's no harm in doing that, because they're probably not going to be very keen to go ahead with a kidney transplant if they've got any doubts about anything. So all my other test scans and everything came back okay. The one that they told me about recently was the last one in the series of tests I had, which was a scan to make sure that all the blood vessels in the heart are wide enough and in good health. Because what can happen when you... that's why they give you a stress test. They put your heart under stress. And I said, well... They said mine coped well under stress, and I said, well, that's because it's used to it. I joked about it. Well, it's true, though, because I am quite an anxious person. I always have been. So they said that what can happen when you put a new kidney or any kind of new organ into the body, well, apart from the heart, of course, when you put another kidney into the body, your heart will get stressed, and if the blood vessels aren't good enough, it won't be able to pump enough blood round to keep everything fine, and you'll get lots of pain and stuff like that. So they put me down as for that low risk. Now, I think that's the best I can hope for. I don't think they're ever on any test going to put no risk, because then if something happens, they're not covered. You know, they're never going to put that something has no risk. So I shall let them go ahead and do these tests, if they decide to do them. the thing where I have the monitor for 24 hours. I'm not looking forward to it, but, you know, if we can rule out everything, excuse me. I will mention that I think it might be anxiety. I have been, in one way and another, which I don't really want to go on, well, I'm not going to go into on here, the last few weeks, been under an incredible amount of stress with one thing and another. It's not just one thing. I have noticed my anxiety level has risen. I've always been a pretty anxious person, really, on and off over the years. I've always been a bit of a worrier, and the last year my anxiety level rose because of my health issues, but, you know, they settled down again. But I've noticed I can really get stressed very quickly now. It's like I've had a turbo engine fitted for stress. A turbo engine, meaning that from being just sitting here like this, I can go in seconds over something really not that scary. So when it is something scary, heaven help everybody and me. I think he's just hoovered a dog toy and it squeaks. I don't know if you heard that. So I think I'm probably pretty sure that is the cause of it, really. Because if I just look at things recently and the way I just feel generally, I feel on edge. And I don't know. I expect it'll pass when things settle down. I'm really sorry. I don't like yawning on audio, boo. I think it'll pass and settle down as time goes by. These things usually do. In the meantime, I'll just try and take it easy. Niall's going for the Hoover. He hates it. He hates the pipe on it. Here he goes. If you put the pipe anywhere near him, he goes for it. The first time he did that, I had such a shock, because when I first trained with him, we were in a house. I was renting a house with a very, very, very small sitting room. And we had a big kitchen, and I should have shut him out there, but I didn't realise he didn't like it. So I was on my hands and knees with the pipe, and I went near his bed, and he went, whoa, 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 and I had such a shock. And he doesn't like it. He doesn't mind the actual Hoover. It's the pipe. He's a bit like that with the hose, only with the hose he wants to play with the water. He jumps up in the air and tries, he jumps right up in the air and tries to catch it. I'll have to do an audio boo of him doing that one day. It's funny. But I can't get the hose to work. I'll have to get Obi to do it. So I think that probably is the reason. It seems like one thing happens after another. And they might not be very big things, but when they add up to the bigger picture, you know, it's causing me stress. Plus the fact I've had this horrible stiff neck. It's not as bad today. It comes and goes. I think I need to look into getting some different pillows or something. And, you know, I've got a headache. It's not a thumping headache. It's really weird. It's like it moves around, and I think it might be sinus related or something like that, and it's probably why I had those dizzy spells at the beginning of the week. And then I feel like such a wreck. And the doctor did say it could be a virus, and I think he's probably right, so I'm hoping that will go. You know, it could be like a kind of head cold or something. Well, you know, I've got a bit of a blocked nose and stuff, so it might be all to do with that. So I'm hoping, I keep hoping every day is going to be a better day. Yesterday wasn't so bad. So I'm hoping today is going to improve on that. And, yeah, hope everyone else is having a good weekend. And we're meant to be having a cloudy day tomorrow here in the southeast, and then we're meant to be having a mini heat wave next week. I like the warm weather. I'm not going to say it's too hot, but it always seems to go humid here, which is what I don't like. Once it gets about above about 25, the humidity kicks in, and I find that it's all right, but I don't like it at night. I have to go around opening every window in the house. Well, upstairs anyway. I've just remembered, I don't think I shut the kitchen window last night. And it was the lower one, but it's on a safety catch. I don't think anyone could get their hand in there. I've got small hands. I couldn't even get my hand in there from outside. So it's not the easiest gadget to... I don't think you can do it from the outside, because you have to... It's got like child locks, and you have to pull it inwards. And you can't do that from the outside. You can push it inwards, but you wouldn't be able to trip the catch thing to undo it. So I don't think anyone could get in. Well, they didn't anyway. We're still here to tell the tale. Maybe Obi shut it. I don't think he did. I wasn't, because I meant to go back down last night, and I never went back downstairs. I just sat up doing dialysis after dialysis every 2 hours to try and make things better, because I don't really want... I'm afraid that this is another thing that's stressing me out, because I haven't been doing it properly, because I didn't really understand the difference between the bags. No one actually explained the difference to me. No one said, well, this one, you really need to... The doctor did say, when I did the training, the person who trained me said... She asked him if I could do 2 yellow bags, and he said, no, you've still got to do 3. But I didn't understand the reason why. So I'm afraid they're going to say... I'm worried they might try and put me on hemodialysis, and I really don't want to do that. So I've got to try and get it properly under control. But the person that told me that, they're going to be talking, they have a meeting, it's called an MD, it's either MDT or MDM, I don't know. Each hospital calls it a different thing. And they have it on a Wednesday, and they talk about the patients that have been in this week or that need, you know, whatever. And the doctor told me he's going to be talking to, the one I saw yesterday said they're going to be discussing it at the MDM, or the MDT. On Wednesday, and the lady that the nurse that I was dealing with yesterday, she knows that I wasn't doing it properly, so I'm hope she's going to be at the meeting to tell them that, and to tell them that I'm going to try a different regime, which is, instead of doing it every 4 hours, which I don't have time to fit in with the other bag that I can leave in a long time, then I'm going to be doing it every 2 hours, because I think it's going to be more effective that way. So I'm hoping she's going to tell them, so they don't do anything too drastic. At least I didn't pretend I was doing it properly when I wasn't, because that would have been really stupid. I think I've gone on long enough about nothing. Ronan's at his dad's because his dad was away for Father's Day. I thought Connor was going, but he's home today, so I don't know what's happening there. Nice to hear a man doing the hoovering, I must say. Mind you, Ronan does it. I don't very often do it now because I find it too much. I can just hoover around, you know, but if I have to start moving furniture around, which you do have to, really. I mean, to hoover under my dining table, for instance, it's a big oak table. I can't move that easily. And we've got these big oak dining chairs, and they're really heavy to lift. I can lift them, But it's just tiring to move them out, hoover underneath, put them all back. The coffee table's solid oak, to lift that, move it. Our sofa is huge, I cannot move that. It's a great big corner thing. It's absolutely huge. Some of the stuff, I've got some lightweight things I can move, like it's another little table, like a conservatory table, that's, I could lift that up in one hand, but I can do it, it's just, it wears me out, and I just don't feel right for the rest of the day. So if I do it, I don't bother, the only thing I move is the coffee table, because it's on a rug, and I have to hoover the rug because of the dog hairs. So, you know, I don't pull any chairs out, move anything apart from that. So it just gets done, but not thoroughly. But it's better than nothing. So I think he's doing the stairs now, so it's going to get louder and louder. So I think I'll leave it there. And I'll speak to you, I might come back later if there's anything else to report. Sorry this has been really dull and boring and all about me. That's not what I really want to be talking about. I'm sick and tired of me and my ailments. I'm absolutely sick of it. No one could be more sick of it than I am, believe me. I'm sick of thinking about it, hearing about it, talking about it. I just keep saying I want one peaceful day when nothing happens. I just want a day of peace and quiet with no new drama. So that's what I'm hoping for. Low battery. Dismiss. 20% off battery. Dismiss. Button. Publish. Pause recording.